Hello, everybody, and welcome to another edition of Cardinals Corner here on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA. The ticket online at WTKA.com. Coming up in a little bit, we're going to talk some women's tennis and lacrosse as well with a dual sport athlete, Alex Beal. We'll also, of course, talk to Lonnie Priest, athletic director at Concordia. We'll get a little flavor of the first couple days of spring football practice and talk about some of the things going on within the athletic department. We're going to start with golf. Before we get to golf, I want to remind everybody, for all your academic information, CUAA.edu. You can also follow them on Twitter at CUAA. A lot of great information about visit days and curriculums and class schedules and you name it. It's all there at CUAA.edu. For your athletic information, there's ConcordiaCardinals.com. That's ConcordiaCardinals.com. You can also download the Concordia Cardinals Athletics app for your iPhone or for your Android. That being said, it's time to bring in Braden Bennett from the men's golf team. Braden, welcome to the show. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Doing really well. Happy to have you here and looking forward to talking a little bit of golf. Golf's been on the brain since my trip to Augusta last week, and I appreciate all the listeners for allowing me a week off of this show and the show to take a week off so I could head down and fulfill that bucket list item to see Augusta National up close and personal for one day. So golf is on the brain, and if you look outside and see the weather, I'm sure that you guys are really excited by this change in the weather, because now you can really get out there and really get out there and play. So let's talk about the your story first, then we'll get into this golf team. So your story first. How did you end up deciding that Concordia was the place for you to fulfill your academic career?
Yeah, so originally I came to Concordia as a football player and kind of stumbled upon golf. But the reason I picked Concordia was Coach Priest was the head coach at the time of the football program. And he kind of, you know, kind of sold me on the place, and academically it's a very good school, and small class sizes and everything else. It was a great fit for me personally, coming from a small high school, so it's been an easy transition from the high school to college arena, so it was great.
So when you came in and Lonnie gave you the sales pitch of why you should come to Concordia, what was it about the program, Lonnie, all that stuff that allowed you to buy in? Because at that point in time, the facilities were more of a vision than a finality, and the program obviously hadn't started winning games like they have in the last couple years. Was there anything in particular about what he said that really convinced you that you wanted to follow him and come here?
Yeah, so, I mean, I don't know how many people deal with this, but eventually you get to a point where you kind of look at somebody and can trust what they say to a certain extent. And Coach Priest stood by everything he said. You know, if he told me he was going to call me at a certain time, it was that time that he called. And other programs, other coaches didn't do that. And so really buying into what he said was very believable, just because of the person he was. So coming here made that decision that much easier.
So you obviously are still a member of the football team as well, in addition to golf. On the football side of things, just take us through this past year and your thoughts on how things went.
Yeah, so really, really a great, you know, this being my last year in the football program, I really saw the program take a huge step from the year prior. Finished 7-4, played a Division I AA team out in New York, which was a great experience. Played two top 10 teams at the time in the country. Actually, I think they were top 5 teams. So those were our losses, and it really, you know, we beat teams that we hadn't beaten before, just a lot of really big steps in the right direction. So finishing the season 7-4 was great for us.
Talk about the trip to New York, not the football side of it. Obviously, there's football too, and that's why you go. But talk about that experience of as a team being able to go to New York and see what you saw and do what you were able to do.
Yeah, absolutely. So it was mine and many of the other guys' first time to New York, to the city of New York. So that was... it was interesting. It was kind of a culture shock, you know, go someplace that's completely different, so much busier than even Ann Arbor here. But we, you know, got to experience the city. We saw the Statue of Liberty, went to Ellis Island, saw that, saw the 9/11 memorial, and just to be around the guys for 3 days and to kind of bond even more, especially early on in the season, because that was week 2 for us. So just that bonding experience early on in the season was great, especially moving forward.
So we'll wrap up the football conversation here, as there's been the transition now, spring ball starting, a new head football coach, as Lonnie has stepped aside to just focus solely on the athletic department, and Coach Shue has taken over. Now that you are kind of watching that a little bit from afar, obviously you're friends with all the guys on the team, so you're still very well connected. What are your thoughts as spring ball's started? The first part is, do you kind of miss it already? And the second part is just your thoughts as they move forward to continue to build upon what you and your teammates have built that foundation over these last few years.
Yeah, so first off, I think the transition from Coach Priest to Coach Shue, I think, has been incredibly smooth. I think both of them are like-minded in a lot of ways, and I think that transition from Coach Priest to Coach Shue has been fairly painless. As far as me kind of looking out, you know, from the outside and if I miss it or not, yeah, I do. I've kind of managed to fill my time with golf and academics and, you know, job searching and everything else that comes with kind of moving on to the real world. So I've filled my time elsewhere, but yeah, I definitely miss it. But I think the guys have, you know, that I've kept friends with and that are still on the team, I kind of live through them now. So
talking to Braden Bennett, a golfer and now a former kicker for the Concordia football team here on Cardinals Corner, Sports Talk 1050, WTK, the ticket online at WTK.com. So when did you pick up a golf club for the first time?
Well, I was probably 4 or 5 years old. We lived across the street from a golf course, so me and my old man would go across the street and play 3-4 holes almost every night of the week when he'd get off work. But I actually didn't play. I played basically just for fun with my family. And then in high school, I was a baseball player. So I didn't play golf in high school, just on weekends and stuff.
And what made you decide to take that to the next level now that you're in college and say, you know what, I think I want to be on that golf team?
Yeah, so when I was here my freshman year, I think it had been the spring of my freshman year, the golf coach at the time was also the offensive coordinator on the football team. And him and I had developed a decent relationship, and they needed a couple guys. They were taking 10 guys to a tournament someplace, and they needed an extra guy or two to fill in. So I ended up playing a practice round with them before we left for that tournament, and shot all right, and then basically enough to go to the tournament. And then at the tournament, I actually shot really well, and basically I've kind of been on the team ever since. So it's been kind of interesting.
And talk about Coach Strickland. What's it like to play for him?
Yeah, it's been a great transition. Originally, before, we didn't have guys that were, you know, full-time. They were both football coaches prior to Coach Strickland being here. But since he's kind of taken over, I think the golf program is really headed in the right direction, bringing in a lot more recruits, seems to be, every year. We're up to 8 guys total, which doesn't sound like a lot, but from where we were, it's a great improvement. And just the time that he takes, I mean, he's busy. He teaches lessons at Stonebridge and around and everything else, teaches snag golf programs, and just for him to be able to take the time to, you know, hey, I need to go work on my swing at 10 o'clock on a Monday. Can you meet me up there? And he always seems to, you know, manage to find time to come up there and help us and always looking to improve our game, which is great.
Talk about the ability to use Stonebridge. You have the golf pro over there as your head coach. You guys get a chance to play out there. Talk about the courses you get to play and the ability to play some of these really nice local courses, especially Stonebridge.
Yeah, so Stonebridge is one of our courses we use. We also use Polo Washtenaw here in Ypsilanti, and both really good courses, both different. Polo is maybe a little bit longer but a little more wide open, whereas Stonebridge is more, you got to be a little more strategic around there. It's a little tighter.
You think?
A lot more water.
A
lot more water. So it, you know, kind of depends on what the tournament, you know, we're coming up to, what that looks like, what the course is going to kind of lay out as to where we play, you know, most of our time.
Do you have a handicap or an average score that you shoot?
I'm about a 10 handicap right now, which I'm looking to kind of drop that down. So.
All right. So for those that don't know, if you're playing an averagely difficult course, that means you shoot in the low 80s, around 80, 82, which is a really good number. And I wish I played enough to actually have a handicap instead of my game, I think, is my handicap. But I love going out there and playing, and I play in the Concordia outing every year. I play in a few other outings as well. I love playing Stonebridge. I hate how many golf balls I lose at the course, but I love playing Stonebridge. It's a lot of fun. Haven't played Polo over Washtenaw yet. I played a lot of the other local courses. Any other courses that you've had a chance in the last year or so, 2 years, to play around the area or in the region or maybe elsewhere that has really stuck out to you?
Well, so last fall we actually got the opportunity. This isn't really local, but we went and played Whistling Straits over in Wisconsin.
Beautiful.
Yeah, it was. We played a practice round there and then 2 days of tournaments. And it was during the middle. It was middle of football season for me, so I didn't have a ton of time to be out practicing prior. But it was absolutely beautiful. We played it the 1st of October, got really good weather, and just really a sight to see right on Lake Michigan. It was incredibly beautiful.
You get to play a majors course. I mean, it doesn't get a whole lot better than that. So
no,
that's
no,
a really cool
all.
Thing. So you mentioned there was some of this, the golf obviously does take place in the fall. So you guys had like the WAC Jamboree one through five all in the fall. So you have a lot of competition in September and through that first half of October. It's not the time of year, obviously, this is the time of year that you guys are really fully into the golf season. But that time of year, you're still playing some golf. So how did you find that golf, football, and then obviously school, sleep, everything else balance?
Yeah, it's interesting. It's tough. Basically, I would try to find time during, a couple days during the week during golf season and, during the fall and basically go hit the range. I mean, most of the time it wasn't even me going and playing 9 holes or 18 holes of golf to practice. It was just me, putting, chipping, hitting balls at the range during football season just because I'm so busy, lifting and practice, et cetera. So to find the time to find the time for golf was very, very difficult for me in the fall. I didn't play in as many tournaments as I have this spring, but I still managed to find the time and, still keep up my schoolwork and perform a little bit on the football field. So it was tough.
It's one of the things that I really love about these conversations about Concordia, where you between at the time was Coach Pries and, of course, Coach Strickland, and then all of your teachers and everybody else involved, that everybody kind of knows what everybody else has going on. So they're all very willing to work with you to make sure that you can get the schoolwork in first and foremost, but also that you're able to be there for your teammates. And in your case, having two sports at the same time in the fall is obviously a unique challenge, but it seems like you were able to handle that well. And now we get to this time of the year, which is the fun golf time of the year for you guys. And as I mentioned, the sun's shining and in the low 60s, you have some really nice golf weather out there. So you guys have been back out there. You were in competition last week. You've actually been very busy. There's a lot of competitions in the month of April for you guys. You played last weekend down at IU Kokomo. You have the event coming up. You played Monday in Rochester. You have a tournament this weekend, Friday and Saturday at Stonehenge. It's got to be a lot of fun for you. Where in football, obviously, you practice all week. You play the game on Sunday or on Saturday. But here, you're playing, whether you're practicing or playing in a tournament or in some sort of competition, you're on the golf course pretty much every day, it seems like.
Yeah, it's crazy. I think for the last probably 2 weeks, I think I've been playing 9 or 18 holes every day. There was a weekend I played 27 holes, I think, on Friday and Saturday. So it's very, very time-consuming, and it's tough just because, it's my senior year, so I have a lot of projects and things that are due. But being out of the classroom so much, it kind of makes it hard to stay focused. But yeah, we're constantly on the road, 2-3 days a week, here or there or whatever. So it's definitely a different approach.
So tomorrow, Friday and Saturday is the LTU invite at Stonehenge Gull Lakeview Golf Course. You have the Lords Tournament coming up April 19th, and then you have the WAC Championships back at Stonehenge again. So how important is it for you and your teammates to not to say to win this weekend? Obviously, you always want to win and shoot your lowest scores, but to be able to get a lay of the land at Stonehenge so that when you get back there at the end of the month for the WAC Championships, that it's not such a new course for this, that you guys are a lot more familiar with it.
Yeah, it's huge, actually. So when most courses, when we go there and we play a two-day tournament, we're playing the same course both days, but it's unique at Stonehenge. They have a north and a south course. So we'll go this week, and we'll play one of the sides on Thursday for our practice round. And then on Friday, I believe we play the north side, and Saturday we play the south side. So we're going to basically get a look at both sides each day. And that'll basically be a huge, a huge help going into the week, the WAC Championship week, which will, have experience on both sides. So we're not going to get it as much look as we would on a normal tournament when we're playing the same course twice, but we're still going to definitely have that leg up on some of the competitors.
Take a lot of notes to see how those greens break and where the important shots are, and fill that notebook up really, really roll over this week to get ready for that one. A few more minutes with Braden Bennett here on Cardinals Corner, Sports Talk 1050 WTK, the ticket online at WTKA.com. So, Braden, as you had mentioned, it's the real world awaits. It's not that far down the road. So, you as a senior, what awaits?
Yeah, so I actually accepted a full-time sales position, outside sales rep position for a company called LodgeEquip in Galesburg, Michigan, which is basically back home for me. So I will start a week after graduation.
Wow, you have it locked and loaded and ready to go. It's got to be pretty relieving for you that it's early April here, almost mid-April, and as the semester eventually ends and you get through final exams and all that, obviously you still have to finish up and graduate, do all the good stuff, but that you do – you probably have teammates and friends that are stressing about what's next, and you're lined up.
Yeah, definitely. It's definitely a sign of relief, but I'll tell you, it makes it focusing on school a little bit harder. You realize that, you kind of already have the after-school thing taken care of, so it's kind of hard to focus on the now.
Just remember that you always want to have that good number next to your name on that resume, because you're not going to be in one job forever. You always want to have those good numbers. So
that's right.
Keep
that's
that
right.
focus going, and you could always have that employer tell you, hey, if you don't maintain X, Y, and Z, we're gonna pull the offer. So not that it's going to happen, but because you're going to obviously maintain all your grades and kick some butt as you wrap up the year. Are you excited for that light at the end of the tunnel to finally approach, or are you a little bit nervous about it?
I'm excited. It's kind of a mix, I guess. I'm excited just to kind of be done with school and done with that type of thing. But I'm definitely going to miss it because, you know, all the people, the relationships I've developed over the last 4 years are going to be we're going to be a little further away now and won't be in as much contact as we are currently. So it's going to be a little sad, but I'm ready to make that next step for sure.
Embrace it. You'll enjoy it. I'm going to give you a piece of advice. That I don't know why I'm actually giving advice, but I'm going to give it anyway. Don't stop swinging the clubs. When you're done with the season and you get to your new job, find a way to get out there at least once a month during the golf season, whether it's to a driving range or elsewhere. I had too many years where I really kind of neglected it, and not that my game really makes a difference now how good or bad I am, but you don't give it up, because a lot of good things can happen on a golf course. A lot of good business can happen, and a lot of other things, camaraderie, all those good things. Don't put the sticks away. Keep those readily available, at least until, say, you know, mid-October. Then you can store them until March or April, because we don't play a lot of golf in the wintertime around here. But keep those sticks readily available, because you don't want to lose that skill of being able to play golf, because you'll be able to impress people for a long time if you're an 8, a 10, or a 12 handicap. It actually is a skill that will carry you a long way out in the professional world. So keep those sticks handy.
I appreciate that. I will definitely do that.
Brayden, appreciate your time. Good luck with the rest of the golf season, and more importantly, good luck with your upcoming graduation and what's next. And we will catch up with you down the road.
Awesome. Thank you, Birch, for having me on.
Thanks to Brayden Bennett for joining us here on the show. We're going to talk to Alex Beal next here on Cardinals Corner, Sports Talk 1050, WTK, The Ticket.